Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Memo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, watching the, you know, this Mets try to win this game for David Wright. But, you know, before we dive right into it, you know, I want to thank you guys again for listening to this episode of Sports Urban Legend. This episode is basically going to be a David Wright tribute episode. We're going to talk about that as the game's going on, as David Wright's, you know, he played his last game as we're speaking right now. I'll dive into that momentarily. We'll talk about the Yankees' historic, performance this year with the home run. You know, breaking the Mariners' record, long-standing record. We'll talk about the Jets' horrible loss and their upcoming matchup with the Jaguars. Of course, the Giants with, Manning versus Drew Brees and the Saints. And, you know, a little WWE. But most importantly, you know, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to, you know, talk about any of these topics or more. And, you know, thank you in advance. But with that said, let's talk about you know, the major thing that happened today. And of course, it's the never ending Met game. But this game, you know, isn't like any other game. This game is, of course, the final game of one of the all-time great Mets, David Wright. You know, as you all know, David Wright, you know, he grew up a diehard Mets fan because the Mets AAA team at the time, the AAA Norfolk Tides, used to play in his home state. So, as a result, he saw a lot of, players before they came up, you know. So, as a result, you know, he became a fan of the Mets. And, of course, one day on 2004, his dream would finally come true when he took his first at-bat as a New York Met and joined his longtime teammate Reyes on the field. And how appropriate today that Wright and Reyes, after more than a two-year hiatus, since 2011, a seven-year drought, I guess you could say, you know, these two longtime teammates who have been joined at the hip. When you think of Reyes, you think of Wright. When you think of Wright, you think of Reyes. And earlier today, you know, they joined forces one last time. And as of right now, the Mets and the Marlins are tied 0-0. And, Wright, you know, he played, after grounding out his first game yesterday in a pinch hit, he went 0-for-1 in what could be a Met classic if they could just score a run here in the bottom of the 12th here. His career, and after he walked his first at bat, he popped up, and that ended his to O'Brien at first. And that ended his career officially. So, you know, that caps off a phenomenal Met career. the all-time Met leader in hits, second in home runs after Darryl Strawberry. I think he leads in RBIs as well. But you know, as equally important, Wright's professionalism on the field is basically what earned him the right to join Keith Hernandez, Gary Carter, and his teammate John Franco as the only four men in history to wear the captaincy as a New York Met. And right now the Mets the inning just ended, so now they're gonna go to the top of the 14th. But win or loss, you know, Wright's legacy with the Mets will never be forgotten. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I thought like I said last week when we were on air, you know, he's a Met Hall of Famer, you know, forever, and he'll truly be missed. You know, he's had some injuries the last several years, which have prevented him from, you know, setting some of the Mets all-time records, including that home run record to pass Strawberry. But mm-hmm. Regardless. You know, he's truly going to be missed by not only Met fans, but, you know, baseball fans who respect the game and respect David Wright. You know, he's been a great leader for that team and the face of the organization, you know. So, you know, as a Yankee fan, you know, I have great respect for that guy. And, you know, he's going out, you know, it's not the way that he wanted to go out, but, you know, good to see him play his last game, even though the Mets, aren't allowing him to play the full game. I mean, taking him out in the fifth inning, come on, man. Like, he's not going to lose anything let's say he gets injured if he plays the full game. I mean, he's retiring anyway, so it doesn't matter, right?
Right.
So let him play the full game. I mean, tomorrow, I hope that they let him up. Well, will they let him play tomorrow?
Nah, this is his last game. Like, so that's why it made all the sense to me that they let him play out the whole game, man. Like, come on.
Yeah.
At least get him three at-bats. Come on.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
You don't have to baby the guy. I know. You don't have to baby the guy. I mean, he's not going to play tomorrow. He's never going to play again, you know.
Yeah.
Just, you know, give him that shot. Like, give him a shot so he can at least get a hit. I mean, if he would have got a hit in one of the two at-bats, I'd get it. Like, fine.
Yeah.
You know, fine. You could take him out, but come on. Like, give him that opportunity to at least go seven.
I agree with you.
But,
and the tribute, doing the tribute, you know, after the game, I mean, like, so, you know, I don't get that. You should have the tribute, like, an hour before the game starts, you know? Some people are going to want to go home after the game.
Yeah, I mean, they did do a mild tribute before the game. You know, they had his daughter, Olivia, two-year-old daughter, Olivia, throw out the first pitch to him. You know, he had his wife and kids on the field. I think his parents was on the field also, if my memory serves me right. And, you know, he had a standing ovation from the crowd. And of course, you know, both players on both teams gave him a standing ovation. And, you know, to segue back to what you were saying about, you know, how he's revered throughout the league, not only by Mets fans, but, you know, fans of other teams. And, you know, even your Yankees, you know, they did a classy act, and they purchased a page out of, I think, New York Post. And, you know, they congratulated Wright on his career. So,
yeah,
I tip my cap, you know, to the Yankees, you know, showing, you know, class there, you know, celebrating another New York legend, probably one of the few New York legends who haven't worn a Yankee uniform, you know.
Yeah.
But
hopefully the Mets can, win this game on David Wright's final game here. Yeah,
right now
absolutely. There's 100 innings.
Yeah, seemingly so. Yeah, it's in the 13th inning. I also did a YouTube video about more in depth of Wright's career, and his highlight as a Met. So if you want to hear more about that, you could please feel free to check out that video, like it, comment on it, share it. It would be greatly appreciated. But if there's any updates with this never-ending game, I will definitely update you. Win or lose, hopefully Mets could win this game with David Wright. And then they have Syndergaard going tomorrow if this game ever ends. But, there's been a few highlights in this lost season. And definitely, David Wright's final send-off is one of them. Jacob DeGrom's Cy Young Award-worthy performance is another one. And the emergence of Jeff McNeil. He's had a phenomenal year, as a second baseman coming up in the system. Rosario showed some flashes of his, his standing as a prospect within the organization. And we'll see what happens. Oh, another note, important note. Brandon Nimmo injured himself in the seventh inning, so I'm hoping it wasn't a major injury, because he had a career high in home runs, 17 home runs, and hopefully he'll be healthy to play tomorrow. Because he was one of the highlights of this year, so it'd be sad if his. He looked like he pulled a hamstring. Hopefully he's okay. But maybe I'll just rest him for the rest of the year. Who knows? I don't know. I'll find out more about that later on. But let me shift gears to the New York Yankees. And, congratulations to the Yankees. They broke the Mariners, your former rival, in the postseason late 90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
You broke their home run record, and obviously we all know Mariners haven't won a title as of yet, and Yankees are hoping, they will bring another title, the 28th of their franchise, I should say.
Yeah, man, it's the Yankees. They set the home run record despite Aaron Judge missing all those games and all the injuries. Mm-hmm. I mean, imagine if Aaron Judge actually didn't get injured and didn't miss a month or so. They could have probably set 300 home runs this year.
With the Yankees, you can never count them out. What was record? I think 265 or so right now. What was the number? I forgot.
Well, the record was 264, I think, right? Right now they have about 266 or 267, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the home runs today was a Giancarlo Stanton home run
right,
in the monster seats, and the fan ended up throwing the ball back, and the ball hit.
And
Stan as he was rounding the base.
I know. That's crazy. They should sign that guy. He got short arm.
Yeah, Yankees set that record. They set a number of records today. I also they set a record for the first team to have 20 home runs in each spot in the lineup.
That's ridiculous.
Which is a crazy record, yeah.
I know, and they just set the record with 10, like at least 10 people with 10 home runs in your lineup. I mean, on your team. So
yeah.
I mean, that's insane. So
yeah,
Yankees
yeah.
as usual, they're just breaking records as usual. Ho hum.
Yeah, and they're going to the postseason hot. They're playing real well right now. They've won these two games in Fenway. And since Aaron Judge has come back, they've won 9 of their last 12 games. So right now they're hot. They're playing real well. So let's hope we
keep it up this upcoming Wednesday in that wild card game when we host the Oakland A's.
So, breaking news. Yankees' best player, Aaron Judge, come back and they win 9 out of 12. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's
momentum.
Well, you know, credit to the Yankees. You know, they're going to need that momentum facing their old foes, the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
And like I've told you in the past, Yankees and the A's are the first two teams to beat the Mets in the World Series.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And they were they were on dynasties. So, other than the Royals of 2015, the first two times Mets lost in the World Series were to dynasty teams. So,
yeah,
it's an interesting fact there for you guys keeping score at home. But speaking of keeping scores at home, was it the bottom 13 coming up with the Mets still tied? So hopefully they can end the game right then and there. But, yeah, we'll keep you posted with that. And, yeah, let's talk Giants, man. They finally got that W. They beat the Titans. But now they're going to face a team with an even historic and awesome, you know, comeback last week. And, I'm talking about Drew Brees and the Saints. What's your thoughts on, week three? And this upcoming matchup with the Saints this Sunday, or should I say tomorrow?
Well, Giants played real well last week against the Texans. You know, the defense looked good, offense looked good, special teams played well. You know, they fired on all cylinders last week. You know, hopefully they could carry that momentum over to this week. But it's going to be a tough game. The Saints, you know, they have a high-powered offense. Drew Brees, of course, Alvin Kamara, who can catch the ball out of the backfield. He can also rush. And Michael Thomas, you know, who's top three wide receiver in the NFL, in my opinion. It's going to be a tough matchup for the defense. You know, see if we can slow these guys down. But I think the Giants will win it. I think the Giants will keep it close. I think the defense will come up big.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they got to ride this momentum, try to get this season back on the right track.
Yeah, hopefully we win and get back to 500.
Yeah, but this game definitely is going to be a close game, no doubt about that.
Let's hope.
Their quarterback
put up numbers.
Yep. Oh, yeah, and if last year is any evidence, other than, you know, the Super Bowl ring from years ago, you know, Drew Brees, you know, he has that never say die attitude. So it's definitely not going to be a easy game, you know, for the Giants.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, they're at home.
It's going to be a close game, I think, you know. Yeah, but a good thing is it's going to be in MetLife Stadium. So we have the advantage there.
Yep. Crowds are definitely going to be into this game for sure.
Yeah,
could be a NFL classic right there.
Hopefully we're not on the losing end of that classic.
Yep. And shifting gears with a team that made a dubious record last week. And, of course, I'm talking about the New York Jets. And, you know, the New York Jets last week, they played, too conservatively, and they didn't let, the rookie Darnold, take risk out there. And, you know, of course, they had, like, costly penalties, including one that led to the touchdown. And Jets are going to try to rebound. Because obviously they lost to the Browns, and Browns snapped their what? Darn. I thought Bruce had a hit there, but it was a flyout. What was I going to say? Yeah, the Jets, they snap, I think, the who is it? The Browns. I'm trying to remember. They had like a, they were winless in like almost 2 years or so. Since like Christmas of I think 2 years ago. And of course, you know, the Jaguar, not the Jaguars, rather the Browns. They had a draw, I think, to start the season, if my memory serves me right. But they finally got a victory, and now just got a rebound and revenge because they had a strong, but, you know, Grant Green had, you know, everything fell downhill ever since, so they need to get back to their winning ways.
Yeah, Jets, they need to – the last couple weeks has not looked good for the Jets at all. The offense needs to get back on track again. You know, they got to get their running game, you know. They got to restart that somehow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It all starts with the running game. If they can get the running game going, then, you know, that's going to help the passing game with Darnold. And I still want to see that chemistry between Darnold and Robbie Anderson. Still haven't seen that yet.
Right.
You know, Quincy Anunua is like, you know, the top receiver for them right now. But
definitely.
I want to see Anderson break out, you know, because Anderson – showed flashes of greatness, you know, in the second half of the season last year. So we'll still want to see him, you know, perform well and, you know, get that chemistry going with Darnold.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, man. And they gotta get to Bortles, you know. You know, he's not Drew Brees by any stretch of the imagination. I know he took his team to the playoffs, you know, last year, but He could definitely be beaten. You know, he's not a world beater. So I mean, they should play a decent game, and you know, give Darnold a little liberties like they did in the first game, and he should come out with a W.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean the Jaguar defense, you know, they're usually great, but the last couple weeks they haven't looked good, so. Let's see if the Jets can take advantage of that.
Absolutely. We'll see what happens with the Jets for sure. And then, let's shift gears on WWE. And, you know, the rumors are getting louder and louder that, you know, HBK is coming out of retirement. And
Are you ready?
Huh?
I mean, with the whole match against Undertaker, I mean, he was already going to do that anyway.
Yep. And now there's rumors that, of course, after the I'm trying to think of the pay-per-view event, the Super Showdown that's coming up with you know, Shawn Michaels in Triple H's corner, and of course Kane in the corner of Undertaker. They're rumored to tag team. They're gonna have a DX versus Brothers of Destruction pay per view event at the Crown Jewel pay per view at Saudi Arabia. And now there's even more rumors that Shawn Michaels is gonna have a 1-on-1 matchup at Survivor Series. Can you guess who? I'll give you 3 guesses.
Undertaker.
Ding, ding, ding. How did I know you were going to get on the first one?
Why?
The rumor.
I mean, we've seen this already. Like, why do they keep rehashing ideas?
I know. It's seriously. It's like Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns battling it out for the Universal title. Now they're having Undertaker versus Triple H, and now Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. It's like, that's the only two guys Shawn Michaels and Triple H can fight. Like,
I don't get it. Why?
I mean, they'll never surpass WrestleMania 25 or even 26. So I don't see the point or any of the Triple H WrestleMania matches. I don't see the point. People want to see him come out of retirement
multiple
to fight
times.
Please. he's never seen before, like Daniel Bryan or AJ Styles,
mm-hmm.
not Undertaker for the 8 billionth time. And then you know what this means? If Shawn Michaels is going to come out of retirement for Undertaker, guess who's going to come out of retirement for it? Most likely, if he does, if it, you know, the rumor is true.
Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, if he does come out, if he does fight Undertaker and fight somebody else, I bet I know. Come on, go through, go through. That's a base hit, and the Mets win the ball game.
Oh, great!
All right, finally, Austin Jackson base with the game-winning hit to straightaway center field, and the Mets win 1-0 on David Wright.
David Wright night.
Yeah, I guess that was David Wright night for sure, because on David Wright night, Mets have a victory.
Is that what Bill Beckham? That dude with the blonde hair.
That's Ahmed Rosario.
Oh, okay. That was about Beckham. I like, he plays for the Mets too.
Well, yeah. He's probably not playing tomorrow. Maybe, who knows? I would assume he is playing, but he's a double digger. So it's worth the wait. And a hug from Conforto. Can you say a proverbial passing of the torch?
Mm, yeah.
Ball game over. And Conforto scores. Maybe a potential future Met captain.
Hey, very possible.
And Conforto has currently 28 home runs. Hopefully he'll hit two and join the 30-30 club. But
Met captain, like you said.
Yeah, he definitely has the temperament that Wright has, for sure. So, you know, it's a great way that the Mets got a victory. Austin Jackson with a base hit to set straightaway center field, and the Mets win on David Wright night. So
yeah,
that's
a great
that's
way to end
that. Yep, and scores Conforto. Now the Mets are feeling comfortable. Well, back to WWE. Oh yeah, I think they're showing the tribute video now. If you guys are watching on SNY, so there, I guess I'll let you guys listen to it, I suppose.
Time and again, you throw that ball into the air as high as you can. You know that feeling when the ball impossibly finds its way back to your glove. And that sensation, that love, the exact same feeling your first.
I guess I'll let you guys listen to it when Wright actually starts talking. But yeah, let's. You still here, Mac?
Yeah. Uh huh.
All right. What was I gonna say? Yeah. So I'm assuming if Shawn Michaels does come out of retirement and face Undertaker, then you know he's gonna most likely. Guess who he most likely would face, in my opinion, at Royal Rumble?
AJ Styles.
I hope so. My thinking is, if Shawn Michaels is really coming out of retirement, you know, I'm assuming the next person after Undertaker would be Triple H at this, the way how they're doing stuff. But that's not a rumor right now. As of right now, the only rumor is that he's going to face Undertaker at Survivor Series and have the tag team match at the Crown Jewel pay-per-view event. My thinking is, man, if he's not going to fight somebody, if these are the only two people, if that's the only person he's going to fight, I mean, I guess you could put Kane in that group as well, since it's a Brothers of Destruction versus DX. Then there's no point of him coming back. He's not gonna fight. Well, he's never fought before. So
I mean this. I don't get it, man. This. Having Shawn and Triple H fight Undertaker again when they just fought, like, you know, several years ago at WrestleMania.
Yep.
You know, there are two matches with him back-to-back, and Triple H had two matches with him back-to-back.
And then, of course, he had that epic match at WrestleMania 17, Triple H.
Right.
So, I mean, and then we don't even kind of the other matches that they had before, like the Hell in the Cell with Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
go back to the Attitude Era.
Like, there's no point. There's no point to them fighting anymore. They have nothing to prove. I thought it was the end of an era.
Man.
I thought it was the end of an era.
I did too. I guess not.
I guess it should be the continuation of an era.
It's real. It is.
But I'm trying to think what else happened in wrestling. I'm trying to think what. Oh, the highlight of the week for me was the True TV with R-Truth hosting the show. You know, Miss TV and you know basically turning it to. True TV. It was funny. Him and Carmella breaking out in 7 second dance routines with
that was funny.
Daniel Bryan as the you know special guest on the show, and then of course a cameo appearance by The Miz. I mean, it was hilarious, man.
It was hilarious. But now it looks like they're battling for. True TV versus Miz TV. Which one is better?
But unfortunately, Miz beat R-Truth, so his show is canceled. So R-Truth, man, that show was interesting.
Yeah, I wanted more True TV.
Oh, he's right. Right about to speak at the tribute. Here it is, folks. The captain, number 5, David Wright.
Man, I'm glad we won that one. This is amazing. I can't thank you guys enough for sticking around. You know, I was thinking about what to say today, and I think I'm all out of tears, so I think we're good to go with that. But this is love. I mean, I can't say it anything else. This is love. You guys welcomed me with open arms as a 21-year-old kid. You've seen a lot of strikeouts, a lot of errors, but you had my back from day one. And for that, I can't say thank you enough. When I first got called up, all the other players told me that there's passionate fans here. You know, they like to boo. They like to get on you. Well, you guys have had my back, and you guys have welcomed me. A 21-year-old kid from Virginia, welcome as a New Yorker. Coming in today, I didn't know what to expect. I walked through the doors. There were fans here when I arrived this afternoon. There's a lot of fans still here now, and I love you guys. I love you. We've had some pretty good times here. We've had some rough years, but you guys have always had my back. You've always had my back, and that means the world to me. I wish I could thank everybody individually, but the best I could do is just say thank you from the bottom of my heart. For accepting me, thank you for cheering for me, and thank you for allowing me to live out my dream in front of you guys each and every single night. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it looks like he's done. That was a beautiful tribute from the.
Made me cry again. I love you guys. Have a good night.
Nice farewell speech.
Yep. And this is really an end of an era.
Yep, it is.
hopefully, Shawn Michaels and Triple H won't try to attack him.
What a cheer.
But Yeah, he's hugging Reyes, his longtime teammate, and Rosario as he walks off into the sunset. And in reality, the dugout. So that's the end of David Wright's career, but of course, it's not confirmed, but we could pretty much pencil him in that he's going to have his number 5 retired and, you know, get inducted to the Mets Hall of Fame because, unfortunately, the last couple of years, injury has stopped him from having a Hall of Fame career. But he will take his rightful. He's hugging Austin Jackson, and he's like, yes, you know, because, you know, Austin Jackson had the game-winning hit. So, yeah, that's
great
a
night.
Great night for him, and now this can officially be a Met Classic game. That SNY
yes,
will be
no
playing for many years to come. But back to WWE. Is there any other memorable moments that happened in WWE this week? I'm trying to think.
Let me think.
Oh, yes, yes. They were teasing Dean Ambrose turning his back on the Shield.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, you know, he stayed the course and stayed loyal to his fellow brothers, the Hounds of Justice, the Shield.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know. I mean, I could see Dean turning heel, but I don't know. I kind of like the new look. You know, that badass look that he has now, but I want him to stay as a face.
Yeah, me too. I think it's too early to turn him as a heel right now, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's way too early to do it. You know, he just came back. The Shield just came back. You know, they need us to have a false sense of security that they're going to be around forever. Because last year they had a reunion and Dean Ambrose got hurt. And then, you know, Jason Jordan joined the team, which now his career is in jeopardy because he has an injury. And, you know, that basically scrapped his WrestleMania match that I think he would have had last year with Kurt Angle. I guess allegedly he would have revealed he's not really his son. So that's one storyline that will never be resolved. And, yeah, that's, you know, basically – yeah, that was basically it. But I didn't think for one second that he was going to turn on them that, you know, this early, you know, because they kept hyping it up when Seth Rollins turned on the Shield, you didn't expect it. And that's what made it awesome.
Mm-hmm.
When Kevin Owens turned on Chris Jericho, you knew he was going to turn on him eventually, but at the Festival of Friendship, you know, I was one of the few people who thought, in my mind, like, wow, this would be the perfect time for him to turn on him. And even him turning on him was still shocking. Even
right.
though it did cross my mind that was a possibility because there's no way they could out-top the Festival of Friendship, you know, because it seemed on paper like the least time that he would do it because Chris Jericho was just showing how much he loves Kevin Owens. He was saying like this was one of the highlights of his career and all that stuff, and it was just done beautifully how Kevin Owens turned on him. And you could even say the same about Rusev Day, how Aiden English turned on Rusev. You didn't expect it. The heel turn was it was beautifully executed. My only problem, like I said last week, was that they should have put a title on Rusev, so when he turned on him, it would have been more epic, and that was the only thing that stopped, you know, that ruined the heel turn of Aiden English.
Yeah.
Well, technically they were portrayed as heels, but I guess now Rusev is officially a good guy now because Aiden English turned on him, and now Aiden English planted the seed that Lana was unfaithful to Rusev, possibly with him in Milwaukee. And some rumors are thinking maybe it might have been The Rock, because The Rock, a few years ago, when Rusev and Lana were heels, Rock was hinting that he was with her. And I think some people were saying that happened. That was when they were in Milwaukee or something like that. But I think, if my memory serves me right, that was in MSG, not MSG, Barclays Center when he spoke to her about that. But
interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. So what's your thoughts on the whole, you know, the, you know, Aiden English hinting that Lana, you know, was unfaithful to Rusev?
I think it's a good storyline, you know, causing some rift between Rusev and Lana.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to do much, though. You know, I don't think they're going to separate. But it's a, I think it's a good storyline. Could move somewhere. But Rusev, man, they definitely have to, like, you know, move him up a bit, you know? Like they did in the beginning with his character. He needs a title push.
Exactly. It's long overdue.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that wasn't the only painful thing that happened to Lana. Lana got beat up by Becky Lynch later that night. And, you know, whatchamacallit, then afterwards to end SmackDown was basically AJ Styles being harassed by Samoa Joe via satellite as Samoa Joe is hinting that he's going to go inside AJ Styles' house. So that feud is going a whole nother level.
Yep.
And, you know, that's one of the few, that's one of the few highlights with WWE this week. But any last things you'd like to
say? Sorry, I see the tribute with the clip of Debra and his daughter. Cute kid there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, yeah, you have any last things you'd like to say?
Check out my show, iMac, here at midnight, and come back here to check out Sports River Legend next week. And every Saturday is at 11.
You're the man. Check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturday at 11. And check out my new videos that I put up on the Sports Urban Legend TV on YouTube. My latest one was a David Wright tribute that I posted earlier today, so check that out. And, of course, check out iMac every Saturday / Sunday is at midnight. So he's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.